Good afternoon. Scott Spears along with you on this Thursday, May the 12th, 2016. 12:14 coming up on 12:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and this is the day of the big wrestling program. We're all excited about the big spring brawl event, as well as the Night of a Thousand Stars coming up tonight and momentarily here. And for the next 3 hours, I'm going to be joined live by legendary pro wrestlers Thunderbolt Patterson and Mr. USA Tony Atlas. And we'll be taking your calls at 740-383-9944. They should be here any time, but let's run down the big events of tonight. The 17th annual Night of a Thousand Stars will start at 7 p.m. tonight. It'll be at the Tri-Rivers Career Center, located at 2222 Marion Mount Gilead Road. Tickets are $10. Award recipients tonight, the Humanitarian Award goes to legendary wrestler Thunderbolt Patterson. The Pioneer Award goes to three-time Mr. USA Tony Atlas. And performing tonight will be the Martha Douse Dance Studio, the Dance Factory, and the Lasekni Brothers. Tickets are $10, and you can get those at the door tonight at the show. Doors will open at 6 o'clock. And we do want to thank Domino's Pizza, because there will be Domino's Pizza on sale tonight. You'll be able to get a pop or a water and a Domino's Pizza for $3 for a package deal. Following the charity event, which will wrap up about 8 o'clock, tonight we'll have Classic Championship Wrestling Spring Brawl at 8 p.m., also at Tri-Rivers. You won't even have to leave the facility. The ticket covers both shows tonight, the $10 ticket. Tonight we have Acting Commissioner Thunderbolt Patterson, CCW title match, Bobo Brazil Jr. versus the Great Akuma. Mr. USA Tony Atlas goes one-on-one with Slim Trimmins with Pinky Shortcake in the first ever Twinkie match, in which the loser will have to eat a Twinkie, have a Twinkie shoved down their mouth. Now, last night we talked with Commissioner Thunderbolt Patterson as he arrived on the scene last night, and Thunderbolt has added kind of a little extra added stipulation to this particular match, and we'll learn that as time goes on today as Thunderbolt and Mr. Atlas arrive here in the studio. Also tonight, Lockdown with Keith Ryan will go one-on-one with GDT, with Miss Kimberly, and Sin will face the Marine Steven Messenger, and it all will wrap up tonight with a big 10-man over-the-top rope battle royal. Participants in that battle royal: Bobo Brazil Jr., the Great Akuma, Mr. USA Tony Atlas, Slim Trimmins, Lockdown, GDT, FIA, the Marine Steven Messenger, Sin, and a whole host of others. Mikey the Maniac will be there tonight as well. It is going to be a big event, so don't miss that. Again, all starts at 7 p.m. at Tri-Rivers, $10 a seat, and all proceeds from this program will go to the WWGH Educational Fund, which covers many things here at WWGH Radio. It covers the educational programming, children's programming, and history programming that we do here. So don't miss that tonight. Going to be a lot of fun. We are awaiting Thunderbolt and Tony. They should be here anytime. I know Tony was at the gym working out this morning, getting ready for tonight's big event, and Thunderbolt was in meetings, and within just a few short minutes, they should be arriving to these microphones. And again, we will take calls 740-383-9944 for these wrestling giants. And don't forget, we will be on with them until 3 o'clock this afternoon, an extended version of the NOW program. We will go 3 hours today instead of two, so we will go all the way up until 3 o'clock. Don't miss that. Going to talk about a few other events going on in the Marion area. The Marion Concert Band presents Broadway Sunday, May the 15th at 3 p.m. at the Marion Palace Theater in the May Pavilion. Admission is $5. Children 10 and under are free. That's this coming Sunday, 3 p.m., Marion Palace Theater, Broadway by the Marion Concert Band. The Marion County Historical Society, with the support of Modern Woodmen of America, are presenting Luncheon with the First Ladies, featuring a buffet luncheon of your favorite foods of five First Ladies of the United States, followed by remarks from those First Ladies. On hand on that day will be Jane Pierce, Lucy Hayes, Helen Taft, Grace Coolidge, and Pat Nixon. That will be June the 4th from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m., and that will be at the Tri-Rivers Career Center, the same place as tonight's big event. Tickets are $20, advance sales only, and you can get those tickets at Heritage Hall, located at 169 East Church Street here in Marion. Telephone number 740-387-4255. Go to the website for more information, www.marionhistory.com. The Marion Area Counseling Center is presenting the Big Mac Fest Auction and Dinner, featuring nationally known comic and winner of the Carnival Cruise Comedy Challenge, Dan Swartwort. That'll be May the 20th. Doors open at 6 p.m. That'll be at Park Place in downtown Marion. There'll be a silent auction, a live auction, a 50-50 drawing, and all proceeds go to benefit the Marion Area Counseling Center. Tickets are $40 per person. That includes dinner and the show. For tickets, call Mac. That's 740-387-5210. And again, MAC is the Marion Area Counseling Center, enriching lives and enhancing the community. We are going to take a very short break here and come back with one half of our show this afternoon, the legendary Thunderbolt Patterson, back after this very short break. Don't go anywhere.
It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. The guests are amazing, from legendary First Lady of Comedy, Phyllis Diller.
Well, now, Phyllis, I saw you on Biography doing a ghost story. Do you believe in ghosts?
Well, for the money they gave me, I did temporarily.
Ah, that's the best answer I could have asked for. That's perfect. So the money was right.
Oh, boy, was it, darling, and I just adored my ghost.
To legendary pro wrestler Captain Lou Albano.
Well, God bless you, and you're a gentleman and a scholar. You're often imitated but never duplicated, and I'd like to say you're a great guy. So whatever you're doing, keep doing.
Actress Jane Meadows.
That's one of the reasons I tell you you're the best of all the interviewers. And that's why I love you and your show, dear.
First Lady of Broadcasting in Marion, Ohio, Madge Cooper.
If you have a new announcer and he's not from this area, you make sure that before he went on the air the first time, you said, it is not Bucky Russ.
Madge Cooper. Madge Guthrie.
You won't be a millionaire, but it's the best job in the world.
And legendary talk show host Larry King.
You were hurt when they gave you the 1 year. How did this make you feel when you got the news? 27 years with that company.
Well, you know, it's never easy. You know, I mean, I could have taken extra one. I had 1 year coming, so I did that 1 year, and. They were fine with me. You know, Colin Powell said it best to me. When the train gets to the last stop, you get off.
Don't miss it, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m., right here on WWGH Radio.
Everybody's talking about Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m., right here on WWGH Radio, from legendary comedian Kay Ballard, performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel that, you know, fast foods have ruined the world.
Oh.
On the Champs-Élysées, on the Appian Way, there's McDonald's. By the Tomb of King Tut, there's a Chuck Full of Nuts and McDonald's. At the Scala, they sing by a big Burger King where the Styrofoam boxes go sweet. What's the use? What's the hell? I just heard Taco Bell went and franchised the wing at the Louvre. You know, I could go on and on and on, but that's it. I love things that are topical and that are kind of true.
The legendary actress and the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
What would we do without gossip, for heaven's sake, Scott? Oh, it's naughty, but it certainly fulfills a certain catty side of all of us. Oh, good Lord. When you think of the gossip sessions you've had with friends over the years, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's like putting your hands in front of a lovely fire.
Twist
I will do anything you want, Scott. You know I enjoy being on your show. But well, just let me talking and I keep going.
It's now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 1210 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Join me. Hey, Scott Spears back with you on this Thursday, May the 12th, 2016, 12:25 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. A beautiful day out there, and from what I understand, we might have some thunderstorms, but beautiful out there right now, and there are going to be thunderstorms tonight at the Tri-Rivers Center out on Marion Mount Gilead Road with a 7 p.m. start time, the Night of a Thousand Stars, and the Spring Brawl event, $10 a seat, a lot of great wrestling action, and young performers tonight, two dance schools and a young group called the Lasekni Brothers. One of the big reasons that we're here tonight is legendary pro wrestler Thunderbolt Patterson, who we have had on this program via telephone so many times, but we are so glad that he has made his way to Ohio, to Marion, Ohio, and is with us live in studio today. Thunderbolt, it is a pleasure to have you here.
Well, heaven hi to you, sir, and it's a pleasure to be here. And to all the fans out there, I'd like to say heaven hi. I says that instead of saying hell low.
I never thought
about
that.
Think about it, though.
I never thought about that.
We're living in a time, you turn your TV on, and everything is bad, everything is upset, everything is all messed up. And that's because, you know, when you go to school, you are taught what you say, what you think. Those are the things that come to you. So, I mean, I'm just saying to people, I'm not preaching at you. I am an ordained preacher. But I'm not preaching. I'm trying to spread a little understanding to you where instead of saying hello, heaven high, giving God all the praise and all the glory. Because that's where I'm coming from. You know, I'm so happy to have been made honorary commissioner to look in on the name of your organization is pro wrestling. Is that Live Pro Wrestling?
Classic Championship Wrestling.
Okay, and to look in on it and to see if we can't do anything better, we're going to let it alone. You understand what I'm saying? It's just that simple. And that's because the fans all over the world, I have 5,000 or more fans on Facebook and all of them is talking about the same thing, wrestling today. It's not like it used to be. The old school. We want to see old school. And I mean, you know, you had a lot of guys doing a lot of things. But, I mean, we have to have law and order. I mean, if we didn't have law and order, what would we have? If we didn't have rules and regulations, what would we have?
Anarchy.
So wrestling is the same thing. If you can wrestle, you don't have to break all the rules. Or you don't have to get involved in all kind of shenanigans. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Well, that's all I'm here. I'm here to see what I can do to help the professional wrestling in Marion, Ohio.
Thunderbolt, I know there's a movie being made about you and a life story, but you, and I've said it many times, are the greatest talker in professional wrestling. I think Tony Atlas, when he arrives here in a few minutes, would echo that statement. So many do. Is that just a natural thing for you, or was that learned? Did you have to think about it?
Well, it's a whole long story, and it's all in my movie, you know, of how. See, like I was saying to you, I have a real life story. I'm talking about from the streets. I mean, from the hood to the penthouse. You know, from nothing to wealth, then to nothing. but it was all done in the sense of controlment, in the sense of, far as God give me a gift to talk. God give me the gift to wrestle. And that gift he gave me, it's the only way I know how to express it is me. And the way I have, while I had the chance, I proved that it worked. You know, bar none. I've been copied all over. I mean, so many individuals has took what I bought to wrestling and made big, big bucks out of it. And for the last 30 years, I haven't even worked at all. Other than what I've done for myself. Well, I have Christian shows now. Well, we don't charge the public. We just have people come in. The churches pay for the talent to come in. And then we just have testimonies of the older guys as myself and the ones that don't wrestle anymore that see the light. You know, a lot of times you don't see the light until you're too old. But I thank God. See, I didn't just start what I'm talking about now. I started talking about this almost 40 years ago. And God has kept me. What I have, it isn't from wrestling. It's what God has given me. And that's what I just want to pass on. If I could pass that on to any promoters, any young wrestlers, is the world is wide open.
Certainly is. Thunderbolt, when you came in last night and we got to do a little television taping that people will see as time goes on, is it fun to be back in front of the microphones?
Yes, sir. I mean, I do what I do. This is one of the things that I do, and that God give me this, and I do it. I have been told that I do it fairly well, and I thank God for it. And it was and is a very big denial to the fans. You know, I mean, a lot of people asked. I mean, I was talking with Tony this morning at breakfast, and he was saying he was in different places that people asked, well, where am I? Well, hey, I didn't quit dealing with the wrestling because I wanted to. And it's a long story, man. So I intend to be with you for a while, and I got a lot of things to tell you.
And I'm looking forward to it. You know, Thunderbolt, when people hear that you have not worked in the wrestling business for that amount of time, in kind of a tin-type fashion, what happened?
Well, I mean, hey, it's very simple. When they don't call you, you can't go. You ain't booked.
But why weren't they calling?
Well, hey, you know, everything that have been done and whatever, they say is my fault. And you know why they say that? For a few reasons. I want my money. I don't put no... When I talk with you, did I put a price on anything?
No.
I said, be fair with me. And that's all I ask, for a person to be fair with me. I know my ability, and I wouldn't be here if I didn't have some type of talent. You know, and it does me real good to be around promoters that has a level head, and also you don't know what a joy it was to see this young man that just walked in here. Don't walk back, don't walk around, just keep on.
The barbecue, 2:30. 2:30.
Well, that's Tony Ellis, y'all. He done walked in the house hungry.
He did, he's hungry.
He walked in the house hungry. I mean, I just left you, son. We was eating a while ago. But anyway, this is one of my best friends in the wrestling business. I mean, I've been knowing this man for how many years, son, have you been in the business?
I started in 73.
I've been knowing you ever since 73. Since then. And I mean, haven't had one word.
33 years.
Get him in your hand, son. Haven't had one. Boy, and that boy still got that grip there, too. You're a bad man.
33 years.
And yeah. It's just an honor to be here in Marion, Ohio, yeah, with you and him.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a lot of fun. And I did truly have a lot of fun last night, because seeing Thunderbolt Patterson work again, in front of a camera, and also laying the law down to people. You know, that's what makes you a great law and order commissioner.
Well, I mean, hey, man, you ever seen him in the gym?
I have.
You ever seen him hook onto a body? He do what he do. And that's what we do.
That's right.
We do whatever we do. And we don't try to get out of our lane.
That's right.
See, a lot of people just don't understand. I mean, when you get out, everybody got a talent and can do something. Might not do it as well as others, but they got a talent. But when you get out of your lane, you're going to mess up something if you don't mess yourself up. So, you know, that's one of the things, understanding. God give us a little understanding, and I sure thank God for it.
Tonight, when we head over to the arena at 7 o'clock, what are you looking at tonight? What will you be looking for?
Everything. When I walk in the building, I'm going to look from the door to the camera to the room to the dressing room to everything that's going on, son. And I'm here for one thing, to upgrade you. I'm here. My time when I was in my heyday. Can you imagine my heyday when I was doing it? They knew what they was doing. Shut this down, because, like I say, it was all about belts and this time champion and this time champ. Do you know, between this guy right here and myself, do you know if we had worked the whole time, do you know we would have probably had more championships than anybody out there?
That's true. Well, you did.
Well, just a few times.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's what it's all about, you know, 12-time world champion. And that's big money, going all over the world. I haven't been to Japan. I haven't been no place other than here in the United States. I did have the opportunity to go with my good friends. When I was running in the Samoa, Afa and Sika, we ran over in the islands, you know, when I was promoting. And it's good to be here. It's good to be here. I'm looking forward to touching some folks, saying heaven hi to some people tonight.
It's great to have you here. And what is tremendous is that you never have lost a step. You know, a lot of people who are out of it for a while loses to not you.
Well, I mean, I lost a step. I'm slower than I was. I got two artificial hips. And, I'm 74 years old. I hope that I don't have to hit one of them boys out there. You know, I'm just saying something. I'm just telling you the truth or whatever. But, you know, I mean, God been good to me. I can't complain. All God say is, we got to get right.
Yeah. So it is going to be tremendous. I don't know, Tony might be still looking for that barbecue.
Yes.
Yes.
I want some barbecue.
Well, 2:30. We're not too far away.
And I want them ribs. I want the ribs.
They be coming around. Tony will get on the microphone here in a second. Tony will join
right
in here.
I'm just messing with
you. No, Thunderbolt, when you were in your heyday in the wrestling business, who would you have considered your greatest opponent?
Oh, I had a few of them. You know, in this area, the Sheik.
Oh, hey, yeah.
What can you say? You know, the Sheik was
the original Sheik.
I'm talking about 84 hat.
Oh, yes.
Okay, the real Sheik and the Funks. I mean, the old man to all of them, Dory and Tory. I mean, and through the years, I've come down. I've built a rapport, I guess, with a lot of them following me on TV. You know, I mean, on Facebook, and like I say, a lot of good things is coming your way.
The Sheik. A legend here. He came down for probably 25 years, sold out the Coliseum here, 5,000 seats, many times.
Yes.
What was it like to be in there with the Sheik?
Well, hey, I guess I can say that I was blessed with my bringing up in this wrestling business, that those were the things that I was spoiled at. I mean, I was, I like I was telling you, did those young men that I saw, I don't know about any failures in the wrestling business. I don't know about any little bitty houses that wasn't full in the wrestling business. I mean, I can't say I would be sitting here and lying to you if I would say that I was a part of anything that went down. If it didn't come up, well, that's all I can say. I mean, it was a three of the people. That is the reason that I have done all of these years what I do, is the fans. I remember, I don't know if you might know, Ole Anderson and myself in Greensboro, North Carolina. We might still have the record of attendance. They didn't have the big prices then that they got now. But there's so many places, Florida and through Georgia and Texas and California, that we just had to build bigger buildings. Mm-hmm. And then right after that part, when I was asked a dying promoter one time on his bed. He was selling off stocks in his business. Mm-hmm. I asked him, I said, well, can I buy into? Do you know what that man done? That man laughed in my face and was on his dying bed. Mm-hmm. And that right there, a signal went off in my head. And then I started understanding of all of the different individuals that I was working with and partners I was with. I had a so-called partner that one time we bought places together, mm-hmm. homes, apartments, luxury apartments together. They called him and said, hey, man, you need to take some of them checks to the bank. I mean, I'm just getting by. I can't keep my kids in cars and do what I'm supposed to do. And we're in the same matches. You know, so something going on wrong here, you know. I mean, I'm not throwing no money away. I'm trying to live. So I just started understanding that there was a different world in wrestling for me. And, I mean, you know, most people won't say it, but it was of color, you know, and I mean, and it's real. That's just like the world today, you know. Donald Trump, hey, I can't talk to nobody, but and tell them about anything unless I say Donald Trump, because what Donald Trump is doing now is exposing the country of what the wrongness that they've done and doing, mm-hmm. you know, and this is something that those wrestling promoters, all the money that they have, all the money that they make, all the fans that they have, the way they treat their fans. I mean, don't you think that they would try to give them something that they really wanted? And, I mean, I was blessed for fans to tell me, where you been? What you doing? I used to really look fairly decent. Till I started getting really old, you know, yes, but I was in pretty good shape. And, you know, to walk out of the door and every day in your life and someone come up to you and say, man, why are you going back? When are you going back to wrestling? Why aren't you wrestling? You can beat them. We want someone and have no power. I have no power.
Thunderbolt, what year did you make your pro wrestling debut?
Well, see, I started in 1965.
1965. Now, people have to realize, 1965, for the young fans out there listening, we haven't even signed the Civil Rights Act yet.
Right,
in 1965.
Right.
What is that like to go through the South?
Oh. Hey, man, not only just go through the South, you got the South with you going through it. Yeah, and I mean, you got the South in the dressing room with you. You know, no, they don't want to say it. Or the deal is, oh, he's racist. Oh, he's trouble. oh, we can't get along with him. No. Can't get along with me because you don't give me my money. You can't get along with me because you don't treat me like you treat everybody else. And then you're going, I got to be the fault of it, and then I can't say anything. Man, as far as that go, even Facebook, when I write about a fat cat or wannabe or say something, Lord, help me. Help me. Help me, Lord. I mean, when I see the problem with this wrestling, man, it's some villains out there, you know, that pretend to be your friends, pretend that everything is all right, but you live in a whole nother world. Now, I'm talking about me, and I could see it. And I just wasn't raised that way to go along with it. I love everybody. At one time, I was kind of hateful because I didn't know what to do. I didn't know anything else. But when I understood that it wasn't about me, it's all about God, I couldn't hate them anymore. I don't like what they do. It's some of them that I'll call right now my friends or whatever, but they done some hellacious things in my life and then pretend to be my friend. And if you go back in some tapes and different things, you can hear some of them say some of the things. But the fans is not supposed to be able to whatever the big time boys tell them or whatever they want. That's supposed to be law. Regardless of the millions and millions of fans they have, they want to dictate to the fans. This is talking about this. They ain't nothing but dictation. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? The fans want what the fans want to see. They want to see old style stuff. And then you have individuals that I have individuals walk up to me. Hey, I don't even know who they are. Hey, I'm a legend. I've been around a long, long time. I'm barely bigger than mine. You know, I mean, haven't been nowhere. It makes you, you know, God showed me that I was somebody. It wasn't about the wrestling. I don't need wrestling. I love wrestling. That's all I know. And I get full, man. I just get to talking because it's deep. You know, I mean, you know, when you speak of racial stuff, you know, I heard somebody say it, believe this morning. I got to go back to Donald Trump. It was talking about some situation that he was saying that they didn't want him to say. And he said, huh? But wait, he said it anyway, but he said the thing is that you cannot change nothing if you don't listen to it, if you don't talk about it. You know, the Supreme Court will not even talk about racism. And you can say, it ain't no racism. You know, every now and then somebody pop up on the Facebook. Well, I wasn't there. It wasn't my people, whatever. I mean, you know, hey, come on, man. I mean, if anybody, you know anything about Willie Lynch?
Mm-hmm.
All right, then. I do. Know what I'm talking about? You know, I mean, see, understanding is the greatest thing in the world. If you don't do it, I mean, however you get it, if you want to be wrong, get the wrong understanding. If you want to be right, get the right understanding. And I mean that God made us all, man. And I love everybody. I don't give a damn how they feel about me no more. I love them.
Well, you know, and I hope that we can do this because with media like this, we are able to do certain things. And it is written in a strange way that old Thunderbolt Patterson was difficult to do business with. Thunderbolt Patterson is difficult, and that's why this and this and this. I, you know, I've spent, we've talked on the phone. I've spent a day with you. You're a very nice gentleman, easy to work with, fun to be around.
But don't say that now.
Okay, I won't say that. I'm sorry.
I don't want you to. I mean, it's something. Either I'm right or I'm wrong. You know what I mean? It's individuals that have never laid eyes on me and tell me they know somebody down that road that's making that big money. Hey, now. And told them, hey, he's a troublemaker. And I just can't imagine how many of the young black men that they held me, held over their head with me. Because they put my butt out in the street, Jack. They wouldn't. They. You talking about forgetting the number? And shoot, man, I had Jerry Briscoe. I thought he was my friend. I called Jerry Briscoe. Jerry didn't even call me back. He up there booking in New York, man. I made him money. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Just little things. You know what I mean? Like, hey, I didn't ask for no tag team partner. What I done, I could do it by myself. You know what I'm saying? I wish me and this fella here was working now.
Tony, I want you to come a little closer to the red microphone here so the listeners can hear you out there on the radio. And Barbie, he's waiting for that bar. It's going to be the best you've tasted. It's a high standard. But Tony, you made your professional debut in the 1970s, correct?
That's right.
When you came in, what was Thunderbolt Patterson at that point?
When I first came into in the 70s, Thunderbolt Patterson was underpaid, unappreciated Hulk Hogan. He drew just as much money. He worked twice as hard, but he didn't get the respect. Didn't get the. I was telling Thunderbolt this morning that every time that I did something, I lost my temper in pro wrestling. He didn't know this. They would come in and tell me, you're getting like that Thunderbolt. You see, Thunderbolt is what we call, I keep comparing him with Donald Trump. Because why people are so shocked with Donald Trump is that they hadn't seen a real man in years. They have seen a bunch of yes ma'ams, a bunch of wimping people that is not real men. A real man speaks his mind. He tell you what he think. He don't pussyfoot around with what he got to say. He tell you straight. He shoot from the hip. Thunderbolt was a black man. And I even had promoters tell me, what's wrong with him? He think he's white. You know, I was told that all through. Like I was telling him this this morning. He was surprised that they would tell me that. Every time I act up, the first word came out of his mouth, you're getting like that Thunderbolt. And pretty much when I spoke up, it was pretty much about the same thing Thunderbolt spoke up for, getting paid. Even on the independent circuit, I can sit at a table with a guy. The promoter is giving me something. And I had to fight for it. I had to fight and claw and scratch to get this promoter to give me something worth my time of being there. Then I'm sitting next to some guy that's making five times as much. And he ain't doing nothing but sitting at a table saying his name. He don't have to get in the ring. He don't have to do interview. He ain't got to do nothing but just show up and make five times the money that I'm making. I have seen that, you know, not just with the major leagues. I go through it now. I have to claw and fight just to get enough money to make sure it's worth my time going there, you know. Most of the time I go to wrestle for a promoter, I make about $50 more with that promoter than what I have made if I stayed home and trained some people in the gym. So it's only like $50 more than what I'm making on my regular job. But you have to fight and claw for it. With the WWE, you got young wrestlers you see on TV every week that can't even afford. There was a girl just recently that worked for WWE. She got caught stealing a $25 tablet, a thing you put your tablet in, your tablet case. And she was on TV every week. And she didn't have $25 in her pocket. Then you got a guy like John Cena and Undertaker that make $1 million just to come out and say hi.
Well, here's the thing, Tony, and I want to get Thunderbolt's opinion on this too. If you look at sports in general, athletic contests, NFL, NBA, baseball, Major League Baseball. There is great diversity, no doubt about it.
When
it
comes, that great.
Football and basketball.
They're getting their money.
They're getting their money.
They're getting paid.
There's nobody playing for the NFL that don't have $25 in their pocket. No one.
Right, exactly.
Not so, even, the guy that the towel boy got that.
So we're talking.
There's a big difference.
Right, and we're talking about, let's say NFL right now, we're talking about LeBron James, highest paid player. Okay. Why has that in 70 years of televised wrestling where there was revenue in advertising not shown that diversity, Thunderbolt?
You want me to tell you?
Tell the truth.
Hello. Hey, now listen to me, man. It's deep now. It's really deep. Hello. It's deep. I started, man, in 1965. And I went to L.A. in 1967. Man, I was in the dressing room and I heard that damnedest commotion that I've ever heard in my life. And that is what in the is going on. Now, it was two friends of mine, Bad Cat Wright and Bobo Brazil. Mm. Different than night and day.
Yeah.
One took it, one wouldn't take it.
Bobo took it, back hat worked.
Bobo didn't miss a day. Didn't miss a day working. A year working nowhere. Back hat was done just like myself.
That's right.
Well, I was done like him.
Stood up for himself.
Stood up for himself.
Yeah.
And if individuals that you say, I mean, I heard a guy. Back in the day when I was running, that's with WWF now, WE, one of them up there.
WWE.
It said, they asked him a question. They say, is there racism in wrestling? What do you think he said?
No.
No? He said, yes, it is, but I learned how to work around it. Now, let me tell you something. I don't believe nobody, no man, do anything no different than I do. I think we go to the bathroom the same. We get up the same. Put our pants on the same. We take them off the same. We were created as brothers and sisters. We were created as a human race. And for individuals, now this is what I'm not saying all people, but I know that some of the things that I have experienced and some of the individuals in this wrestling of how they were treating me. Well, I didn't finish school. I got kicked out of school because I was in the streets. But I got a Ph. degree in life. And I've done a lot of things for so-called promoters. And they are big promoters. Bill Watts was one of them. You know, but I mean, you know, it's all about education. Like I said, the Hall of Fame, Wrestling Hall of Fame, is in my hometown. But I'm not in it because they got that little cause. You ain't got no education. I've never wrestled in my hometown. Never let me go. The farthest I get, closest I got to my hometown was Des Moines, Iowa, one time. I started in Kansas City, Missouri. NWA office was in St. Louis. I never worked St. Louis. Never been there. Never asked to go there. I was asked to go to Japan two times. For a little bit of money, I would not go. I should make that here. I wouldn't go nowhere for nobody for what I... You hear me?
I understand.
Well, I hope you hear me now.
I do. We got to take a break for news and weather. We've got Thunderbolt Patterson and Mr. USA Tony Atlas, who will both be at the big event tonight, 7 p.m. Tri Rivers Center, 222, right here in Marion, Mount Gilead Road, $10 a seat. You're not going to want to miss this. Stay tuned. We'll be back in about 15 minutes.
That Warren G. Harding, Jim Blessing.
And for the first time, I'm very happy to say, doing the first broadcast interview here in Marion, Ohio, on a station named after Warren G. Harding, just a quarter mile from the Harding Memorial, where the president is buried, is Jim Blessing, the grandson of President Warren G. Harding and Nan Britton. Jim, I can't tell you how happy I am that you are joining us today via the airwaves.
Same here. I'm very happy. I thank you very much for this opportunity to... get this story out.
What do you want to see happen from this point out? This is now the truth.
It is the truth. And this is what I wanted. My goal is, I want to see all the books rewritten. I want everything rewritten. I would like everyone to take back what they said. I want to say no, 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 no. And that may sound a little weird, but I just want to throw it in their face. I'm just so tired of these people. There's still people I read, and Utah and I talked about this the other night, that write stuff and try to pass over this and make it out like it really isn't here, and it's here. They said it's here, it's done, and what she said, and I want everyone to know, she wrote the truth. She would never lie. You could offer her any amount of money, and she would not tell a lie.
To legendary zoologist from The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson and Conan O'Brien,